Okay. Yet again, this is due solely to me and Rickard's obnoxiousness. Like any like smart asses in high school, we were on the literary magazine staff. We thought we were cool about it, you know, we thought we were all smart and stuff. Until we realized one day that we just couldn't write fiction this good. This is the best. That's pretty good.
That was awesome.
Give a hand to the wall panel, ladies and gentlemen. This is dedicated to this is the best story that we ever got for our lit mag, and we only felt that we had to, you know, all we could do was pay homage to it, basically. Imagine the sky is dark and gloomy, with heat lightning always in the sky. The sun has been worn away over the years. As you walk around, you see only tall glass skyscrapers. Finally, you go into a building to see what is in there. When you walk in, you see a lady at the front desk. She has no hair, but microchips are implanted all in her head. You're startled and go into the nearest door. When you turn around, you see if you were like her and see that you were not. As you get ready to leave, somebody comes in and seeing you starts to scream. He also has no hair and microchips implanted in his head. He starts yelling, "Human, human, there's a human in the building." You push him aside and run out of the building with these police people following you. They chase you everywhere. Finally, you lose them as you dodge into an empty alleyway. You pick up a paper that was in the garbage can. The headline reads, "Beware, the last human left in the world," with your picture below it. You're startled and look at the date. It's September 15th, 3110. You know that you have no hope as you leave the alleyway. When you step out, someone hits you on the head. When you wake up, you're lying on the street. You go to the nearest bathroom and see that you have become one of them. You grab up a newspaper from the rack, and this time the headline is, "Everyone is now a superhuman." You get a little mad and hit the wall. The whole wall caves in. You now understand why they call it superhuman. You are happy with the change and leave to find a life in this mysterious, mysterious world.
Wait, it's not a...
This is a sing-along part.
Superhuman.
Not singing, Jay.
Superhuman. Superhuman. Superhuman.